is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. 1,100 people plus are interacting there. Lots of stuff, lots of posts for you to surf around through. Everything from lighthearted fun fare to serious issues. You'll find them all on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Alrighty then, so you take control of the airwaves. Let's go back to Jeff in Colorado, back to DJ Blaze.
Yeah, I'll make this quick, guys. Listen, this is to President Bush in Congress. I challenge, well, it's concerning the media, I challenge Porter Gulls to a national debate on Operation Mockingbird, and you can put that in a Google search. One of the first tenets for the control of a population is to control all sources of information the population receives, and mostly because of the persuasive CIA and Operation Mockingbird, the mainstream American press is a controlled, multinational corporate government megaphone.
You know, that you might be right about that. I mean, you really, I don't know how much control there is. I don't know if there's some shadowy group of people that is making decisions for Fox News and CBS and all those other people. But there is certainly some question as to why it is that they don't cover certain things and why it is that they tend to ignore other things where they should be covering. It's really interesting. But nonetheless, I think actually it's interesting you bring that up because it ties into what we were talking about last hour with the Internet being the great example of a free market. It's the Internet that's going to kill all the old media. I mean, it's already starting to
hurt
them.
But
there's
I have
so
a solution.
Yes, sir.
I have a solution to all this. Because
I love solutions.
Well, because even the GOP senators have talked about this, guys. And basically, the CIA are up to their eyeballs in dirty deeds. And the corruption and dirty deeds are never going to end until the CIA is abolished.
You know what? I'm all for that. Jeff, thanks
Absolutely.
For the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. How in the world did we get by without the CIA? Well, actually, it's only been around since the mid-20th century. It hasn't really been around for that long.
Yeah.
And all they've done since they were created is cause trouble. All they've done is go around the world and meddle in other countries' affairs and get other people angry at us. You wonder why we have terrorism? Well, the CIA is a big part of that. The stuff that they did in those other countries got people really angry at us. For good reason. I mean, we'd be pretty ticked if we found out that the Chinese had, you know, undercover operatives working here in this country, sabotaging elections and doing that sort of nonsense. So who can blame them for feeling that way? I agree with Jeff. We need to get rid of the CIA. And while we're at it, let's get rid of the FBI. Let's get rid of the NSA. Let's get rid of the FAA, the FCC. Let's just dump it all. Because I got no use for it.
Any of those alphabet agencies.
Let's talk to George. Speaking of alphabet agencies, let's get rid of the TSA. How about that, George, in Washington, D.C.?
Go for it. Let me just get time to get a better job real quick first before I'm out on the street.
Well, you know, I feel
the
like...
man's just trying to make a living.
Absolutely. And the government cheese is sweet, isn't it, George?
It's not that sweet. I mean, geez, I've been there 3 years. I still ain't got one raise, and I've been a pretty good worker, myself, you know.
Well, actually, I'd like to point out, for all those of you who are government bureaucrats, if we were to actually, eliminate one of these departments, I think we'd have to do it in a decent way. You know, let people know their jobs are going to be eliminated on a certain date. Give them a severance package to make it so they're a little they're comfy on their way out the door.
And plus the fact, think of this: if I'm not supporting via my tax dollars this particular bureaucracy, mm-hmm. I mean, it costs a lot of money to run these things. If I'm not supporting them, then I keep the money.
That's right.
If I keep the money, then I get to, in whatever business it is that I own, I have that much more money in which to invest in the business. And one of the ways to invest in a business, just like on Free Talk Live, we could really use another employee. If we had an employee, they could be sitting on the phones all day long, calling radio station owners and talking to them and program directors and talking to them about how great Free Talk Live is.
Manwich, that would make too much sense. We can't have none of that.
We don't like to make sense, do we?
So, George, what was on your mind tonight, sir?
Yesterday I got invited along with a few other my coworkers to do security for tonight's Bush State of the Union thing.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I was all set to go.
Yeah, I'd have gone.
Because I wanted, you know, basically to have my chance to, you know, scratch my head with my middle finger while it's pointed at Bush. you know, be real subtle about
you,
that.
You'd have to be subtle. I mean,
yeah.
There's no reason to go to jail
over it.
Yeah, I can't
just, you know, really go out and do it. Or maybe be like, someone let Cindy Sheehan in, for example.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be like, oh, I didn't know what she looked like. I mean, I don't watch the news. Sorry.
Right.
So what happened?
Someone in D.C., I guess, came to their political senses just in time and realized it would not be a smart idea to have TSA, an agency that not many people like in the first place, doing security over there.
Well, plus there's also that you know, annoying little factor of the point that the TSA is terrible at security. I mean, they let all kinds of things through. I mean, the tests that they've run on the TSA have shown that there's a good percentage of weapons and stuff that still get through these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is stuff I can get past my coworkers without half trying. It's scary. And, I mean, I thought what I learned there while job training was basically learn how to make a bomb and get it through.
How to slip crap through.
Yeah, so you know all the secrets, man. You should post like secrets of the TSA on the internet. Do it anonymously,
except for the part about sneaking bombs through.
I think that might go a little too slow. Because if that gets traced back to me, you get charged with treason.
Yeah,
and and I'd like to, you know, fight for the whole thing of liberty, but if I'm locked away next
it
to the
it is hard to fight for liberty
example,
in prison.
Really,
no doubt about that. In fact, speaking of jail, we're going to talk about Steve Covey coming up. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate hearing from you, man.
No problem.
All right, 800-259-9231.
That's the old number.
I was giving the old number, but
yeah.
The new number, 1-800-259-9231. Wouldn't it be cool to have one of our listeners on the inside at the State of the Union address?
Well, they wouldn't be able to report back until afterwards. I mean, it's not like they could, you know, say anything.
Still, though, it'd be kind of cool.
It would be neat.
Like, actually, we've got Puke, one of our listeners, who is a member of the military.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually over in Iraq right now, and he fixes helicopters for the Army. And he has been telling us that he has purchased a freetalklive.com stamp. Like, this is something
just
that
like
I
ours.
Have. Yeah, I have a blue stamp, like one of those ka-chunk self-inking stamps where you don't even have to have a pad. It's in the unit.
Ka-chunk really does it, yeah.
And so he's got one of these now, and so it's cool to know that he's over there stamping dollars and spending them, and Free Talk Live dollars are going to start circulating around the military bases and maybe even circulating outside of the military bases. Maybe some Iraqi citizens will get their hands on Free Talk Live, which is really exciting. 800-259-9231. So, yes, he did. George mentioned the speech, the State of the Union speech tonight. Normally, we don't pay any attention to what the president is doing, but it's a big speech. It happens once a year, so we're going to play a little bit of it as it happens, and we'll provide running commentary.
Yeah, that'll be fun, won't it?
It's like having a commentary track. You've seen DVDs that have the commentary tracks
yes.
and the directors.
It's the director's cut.
Right. It's the Free Talk Live cut
yep.
of the State of the Union address. That's coming up tonight
awesome.
After 9 o'clock. 800-259-9231. So then, we've got other stuff to talk about here tonight, including Steve Covey. This update from Michelle, his wife. And actually, this was written over the weekend, so it's a little bit stale at this point, but I think it's important to get out there because we haven't gotten it out there yet. And nothing has really changed since this was written. The only news today is that today was the day he was supposed to go in, apparently, for a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He was locked in prison on Thursday, and today, let's see, the hearing was set. The hearing today set another hearing date for sentencing, which will be apparently Friday morning. So
okay. That's
probably going to be the next big update that we'll have for you. But we're going to clue you
big.
In. We're going to clue you into how they've been treating Steve Covey. He's a medical marijuana patient who has been locked in the clink because, well, he was growing plant. That's why he's in jail now over a plant. We'll talk to you about how they're treating him.
Don't forget that it's in a state where it was legal.
Where
to
it's
do that.
Legal, yeah, that too. Minor point. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Stop bringing jokes on the air,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
You're unprofessional.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You hack.
I didn't mean to.
Now we have to explain it.
Well,
it 800-259-9231.
It had to do with me wearing a little pink tutu.
Yes, it did have something to do with you wearing a pink tutu. Not that you actually own a pink tutu.
I don't, in fact, own a pink tutu.
We were just sort of talking about you wearing a pink tutu. And
yes.
Let's not talk about why.
Why not?
Okay.
Well, we were just saying how ridiculous it is that some guys won't allow themselves to cry.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'd never stop myself from crying.
Right.
If I feel like crying, I don't do it very often, but if I felt like crying, you know, dog dies, something like that,
yeah,
then I would certainly do that. And
doesn't make you less of a man.
Then there was an awkward silence between you and I, and I said, and bawling my eyes out in a little pink tutu, I'm more of a man than most of these dudes.
And I said, do you have a pink tutu?
And that's where it kind of, and that's when
we started the air.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It is Ian here with you.
And
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff there for you. The auction, by the way, is going on right now. You go to auction.freetalklive.com, and you can place a bid on the second banner on the website. It's essentially the top banner, because the top banner is an AMP advertisement. So it's the first advertising banner. On the site, you get it site-wide for an entire month, auction.freetalklive.com. So we promised an update about the Cubby case. In case you didn't know,
I'm looking forward to it.
Steve Cubby has been placed in jail. He's 59 years old. Now, what could somebody who's that old possibly have done to deserve to be put in prison? I mean, did he rob a bank? Did he molest little girls? What was he doing?
Well, he was using his prescribed medicine that his doctor prescribed for him.
That's right. In the state of California, the good people of California, back in 1996, passed Proposition 215, which allows, with a doctor's permission, with a prescription, people to smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes. Now, Steve has adrenal cancer, and the cancer spreads if he's not smoking marijuana. If he does smoke marijuana, the cancer doesn't spread. In fact, it appears to actually have some sort of an effect to fight the disease.
It would appear, and who the heck am I to say,
Right.
I'm certainly not a doctor.
Well,
and he's got doctors that say that it does.
Yeah, and the government aren't doctors either.
What the hell does the DEA know about that? They might
Nothing.
Know about, I suppose they can claim to know about criminal investigations, but they can't know anything about the medical use of marijuana, or
right.
much of the use.
So, Steve had run to Canada to seek asylum because he was being persecuted here in the U.S. for using marijuana. Canada, after a few years, decided they wanted to eject him from the state. They sent him back to the United States.
Because of the United States pressure.
Right. When he arrived back in the U.S., he was immediately arrested and thrown in prison. And that's where we pick up the story from his wife, Michelle. Here's her update. Unfortunately, I missed Steve's call today because of an interview. No problem. Steve called our Auburn contacts and described the circumstances of his day. It seems that Placer County has moved him from the infirmary to solitary confinement.
Jeez.
He has a cell all to himself, and he was freezing. Again, they're ignoring his pleas for a blanket and have left him to shiver and chatter in a cold cell.
Hmm.
Remember, this is in the foothills of the Western Sierra. It's very cold, and the cold is a damp cold. I'm afraid he'll be looking at getting pneumonia soon if he's not warmed up. This, by the way, again, was written over the weekend. He has since appeared in court for a hearing, and he is rescheduled to appear in court again this Friday.
You know, it'd be a lot more convenient for the authorities, you know, the DEA and all those kind of organizations, if Steve Cubby just died.
This is exactly the cruel and inhumane treatment I described to the Canadian officials that would happen if... Well, now, wait a minute. It actually wouldn't be that convenient, Manwich, because if he died, then that would show that what he was saying was really serious. That, I mean, he died because he didn't have access to his medicine.
No, then he'd be silenced, and he wouldn't be a voice across the border talking about, you know, that escaped their iron clutches.
Good point.
Look, I'm here. The marijuana's healing me. You know, all that stuff would be quieted up. It's possible
he'd die and people would forget about
it. It's possible that he could become a martyr, but it doesn't happen. You know, we've heard case upon case of people.
I mean, we remember Peter McWilliams, who died choking on his own vomit in his bathroom because the government wouldn't allow him to smoke marijuana. We remember him, but who else does? So, this is exactly the cruel and inhumane treatment, again back to his wife Michelle, I described to Canadian officials that would happen if Steve were returned to the U.S., and I also told them repeatedly that Steve would be immediately arrested upon his arrival at San Francisco, which is exactly what happened. Of course, the Canadian government officials that judged our case responded to my pleas for protection from this grim future by turning a blind eye, ignoring evidence, and refusing to do the right thing when they could. They can't see what they have done, for to do so would have to mean that they were wrong,
yeah.
and that they've made a terrible, life-threatening mistake. See no evil, huh? This, of course, is exactly the position that Placer County's in. To admit they're wrong about the life-saving properties of cannabis is impossible. Better to test this theory out and see if they really can see if it really can save a life. Steve always liked to give us good news, so the good news about today is that the Marinol that he's taking is helping to control the rectal bleeding that he was experiencing, as well as the blood pressure. Of course, Marinol does not contain the catechomes present in the whole plant, and these have been shown by Dr. Guzman of Spain to have the properties of inhibiting a protein necessary for blood vessel development, which results in the cancer tissue being denied nutrients, as well as teaching cancer cells to die. So the Marinol doesn't have all of the properties, the Marinol being the pharmaceutical-grade version of marijuana. It's not
right
pot at all.
Well, it's just THC.
Yeah, it's just
and
THC.
And it doesn't have every ingredient that's in marijuana.
In fact, Steve's only partly protected because Marinol uses only the THC-active portion of the cannabis plant. His tumors are now free to grow again. This type of tumor is particularly apt to grow into the spinal cord, brain, and organs. Now, the bad news is that Placer County hasn't taken his blood pressure since he arrived yesterday.
Mm.
Steve must be on a constant monitor in order to gauge the severity of his medical condition. At any time, his blood pressure can skyrocket. Being freezing cold, for instance, stresses the body, which releases more chemicals, which worsens the danger. This is a game of chicken, and Steve doesn't have much of a chance. He's been stripped of all of his rights, including the right to the special diet that he needs. Steve can have a blood pressure attack from eating a bar of chocolate or eating foods with MSG in them.
Mm.
In addition, most low-quality meats, like those served in jails, are full of steroids, which are basically food for Steve's tumor to eat, and then make even more adrenaline chemicals to rack his body. Unless he can eat his very limited diet of tofu, dill, garlic, and hemp oil salad, plus his oatmeal cookies, he's going to stimulate the tumor to even produce...
That sounds awful to me. I think I might rather be dead.
He's going to stimulate... Oatmeal cookies aren't that bad. Well, he's going to stimulate the tumor even
more.
I'm
sure he'd be miserable. I shouldn't be making fun of him in this situation. I would be miserable if that's what I had to eat.
To produce... that or jail swill. I think I'll take the tofu. Anyway, so producing more adrenaline chemicals. A human's right to care for his or her body as he or she chooses should be recognized by governments. What we put into our bodies to heal us, keep us balanced, or relieve our pain, or I would add, to make us feel good, is our right, especially if that person's suffering from a serious and rare type of cancer. This all brings me to the most disturbing news of the day. Steve asked our friend to relay that Placer County's deputies have forced and intimidated him into signing a waiver which states that Steve absolves Placer County of any responsibility if he dies in their care.
Because what a ridiculous thing to sign, to give a man.
Because he has refused to take conventional alpha and beta blocker blood pressure medication. The problem with this medication is it only protects Steve from a certain level of blood pressure attacks. If Steve's body decides to raise his pressure over the protection level of the beta blockers, then it will be like Mount Vesuvius erupting, and unless he's in a hospital with access to an IV drip, he's not going to get the medication that he would need to control the blood pressure wrecking havoc in his body.
Mm.
So there's your latest on the Steve Covey case. Not sounding too good. Hopefully he can live through this, and who knows what's going to come next.
You know?
We'll keep you up to date with this. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your Maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We are getting ready for the end of the month, Manwich, and that means that tomorrow there's going to be a couple things that we're going to ask you to do. We're going to ask you to vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. And I say a couple things because Johnson, our Friday night co-host, has come up with a neat little idea that we're going to be experimenting with tomorrow. There's this, many of you are familiar with it if you're internet listeners, there's this program called iTunes. It's an Apple product. And it allows you to go and download podcasts and download music and all kinds of stuff like that. And we have a lot of listeners that listen to the show through iTunes. And it's a pretty popular service. They have a top 100 in iTunes that we'd really like to be, well, up in the top 10 on. We're actually, as far as I know, we're not in the top 100. And part of the reason is because we don't really promote it on the air. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little experiment tomorrow night. We're going to ask you to go to act.freetalklive.com, act.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a little message on our BBS that gives you details about what you can do to help us here, to help us move up in the ranks on iTunes. So if you want to learn more about that right now, act.freetalklive.com. We'll talk more about it tomorrow night. But we're going to target our activity for tomorrow night's show. So just keep that in mind. Learn more, act.freetalklive.com. So we got lots still coming up here. Also, should we get into this Rhodes thing?
If you want to read it, I'm ready.
You've got an interesting email from somebody that is afraid of evil corporations.
Well, you know, this is what he gets out of the conversation that we had yesterday regarding
private protection.
Yeah, the voluntarism versus libertarianism, and you know, sort of your thoughts there. I'm going to do a dramatic reading. Are you ready?
Okay.
What Ian wants is corporate America, not liberty. He wants companies to own all the roads.
By the way, he's wrong already. I mean, he's wrong already. I don't like corporations at all. They're a government fiction, a legal fiction created to protect people, protect the owners of companies from prosecution. And so in a more libertarian America, I don't think there would be corporations as we know them necessarily. There might be some sort of organizational structure that could help somehow protect some assets, but it would all be done through the marketplace instead of some government grant of immunity.
He wants the wealthy to own all the roads, land, and even our liberty to walk about. And with that attitude, he's alienating a lot of intelligent people from liberty. That's not liberty. That's profits for the minority. The few who can buy the roads, the few who can buy up the land. I'm asking you because you seem more level-headed than your partner, Ian. And I do a much better read, by the way.
Oh.
If the time came and all public roads and government land was to go on sale, would everyone be allowed to bid on them? It's an excellent idea. You never know. The government loves to do its crony stuff.
Right. I don't know how that would work.
For example, say I own a business that's surrounded by four formerly public roads, and a big business just so happens to want my land. Now, let's be clear. There are businesses that do have roads that surround them on four sides. And it's not uncommon at all. And if somebody were to buy one particular road, it seems likely they'd want a match set. So they'd want all the roads that happen to be in a given area.
I think it probably would make sense, as far as the transition between government roads and private roads, I think it probably makes sense to just let people homestead them. Just one day the government just says, all right, we're done with these roads. Whoever wants them.
go for it. That way, if it's a road out in front of your business, you could theoretically own a chunk of it out in front of your business. Honestly, though, I have no idea how that would work. That is really probably a really great question as to how we could transfer that.
Well,
but he's concerned that these people are going to box you in, right?
Yes.
They're going to starve you to death.
Well, you know, he makes a legitimate point to my mind. For example, let's say I own a business. Oh, I'm sorry. If they acquired my land, would it be all right for them to shut down the roads or charge my patrons a toll to come to my business or surrounding areas?
Is it all right for the government to tear up the road out in front of your business and make it so nobody can come to your business?
They do that whenever they feel.
Yeah.
But it seems
it kills businesses when they do that.
But I'll tell you what, if Target owned the roads around Walmart, do you think that they'd want to let people in? And what would Walmart think about that? Would they have...
I like what you say, man, which flying cars would come about right quick if this sort of behavior kept up.
It's true. Would they have bright blue troops with little smiley faces on their chest marching over to, shoot the people at Target?
Well, plus, there was plenty of private roads.
It would be easier, somebody with a Target on their chest or somebody with a smiley face on their chest to shoot?
I don't know. Who would you more want to shoot, I suppose? By the way, there were lots of private roads back in the old days in this country. The government roads thing is not it's not something that we've had from the very beginning. Private roads were back then.
If you didn't want somebody on your road, essentially what you did was you put a fence around that, and they weren't allowed, or you put a gate. But, if people are going to own property, people want to, in today's day and age, people want to maximize it. You know, we're not talking about a time when, properties...
Right. And they also want to maximize their profits as well. You know, they want to allow people on their roads so they can get profits. This is somebody who's coming at this from an approach of corporations are evil, profits are evil. I mean, he doesn't actually say profits are evil, but by some of the ways that he words his sentences in there, it seems he's concerned about this whole profiting from the roads idea.
I don't hear that.
Yeah, because he talks about how he'd rather have the government doing it since they don't make profit on it.
Oh, I see. Down here a little farther?
And the reason why you make profit in a marketplace, in a free market, is because you're making people happy. If you're not making people happy, nobody is going to give you any money on a voluntary basis. Now, there are companies today, and there are certainly evil corporations today that make money because they're tied in with the government. They're tied in with this big coercive state that we have that can grant them benefits, can grant those companies perks, if you will, from knowing government people, and can punish their enemies, can punish the competition. And so today, it's possible to profit via the government. But if the government's not there for you to utilize, or if the government's very small and not worth taking control of, then you really have to start satisfying people in order to make money.
There's a lot of businesses out there that make money by not satisfying people.
Really?
There's investment banks. They basically invest in businesses out there, and different commodities.
Well, somebody's satisfied by that.
There's collection
being invested in.
Right, but not the public as a whole.
Well, they're not dealing with the public as a whole.
What if they buy the roads?
I'm talking about people.
What if they invest in the roads as, this looks like a good vehicle for making some money? What if they buy the road?
And then what?
Well, that's it.
Then
they
lock people out of
toll
it, or what?
The road.
Then what? What?
Toll the road. They make it a toll road.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people don't want that.
Well, you're paying money for the roads right now, man.
It's absolutely true.
If you raise the tolls too much, nobody's going to travel on the road. So economics will come into play. I mean, it's not like economics will just disappear and these people can charge $10 per trip like they do in New Jersey.
Time out.
Yeah.
This is why I say that roads are the third rail of libertarian politics.
Yes.
Never.
People don't get it.
Listeners out there, never approach the roads issue. This is the way I approach the roads issue. I think that roads should be handled by the government based on a gas tax. People understand government handling roads because that's what they've... And they understand, yes, gas tax, money directly going to the roads. And I say there should be no subsidies, that no one who doesn't use the road shouldn't have to pay for it. That's why the gas tax makes good sense, and that the gas tax shouldn't go for anything else. But that's it. And it solves the road issue instead of this whole... roads, private, free, toll companies.
Unfortunately, it keeps coming up, so we have to keep addressing.
That's why I keep saying the same thing.
800-259.
It's because you're still here that it keeps coming up.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. That's because I don't want to force gasoline shop owners to collect taxes.
I need a new partner.
More on the way. There's plenty of other radio shows out there, man. Go ahead and apply. Hey, this is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there, months worth of the show. We give them all away to you right there on the front page of the website, at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that and go grab them up for free. All right, so we're talking about the roads again, and somebody is concerned that we want to turn over control of the roads to corporate America, and that they're going to ruin them, and that they're going to charge too much, and that they're going to block people off from accessing them, and all kinds of other paranoid conspiracy theories. But let's continue with his email, because he's got some other points that he wants to make.
Well, I'll tell you, John's certainly got a flair for the dramatic, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I like reading his email, personally.
Okay,
here we go. I'm going to skip a little, because I want to get down to the meat of it.
Right.
This brings me to my point. Those who want no public land are forcing me to pay some business X amount of money to drive my car on a road I once paid for.
I'd like to point out that in regards to roads, let's try to be a little more creative, John. I mean, let's just think for just a moment beyond tolls, because tolls are an additional solution that the government has come up with to fund its roads a little bit more, right?
Mm.
It's a government solution. Let's try to think about what some of the marketplace solutions might be, because the marketplace will know that people would rather not pay tolls. Now, tolls might come about on some roads, but then some other more creative road owners might say, you know what, I could increase my traffic if I didn't charge my clients anything. And the more traffic I have, the more people that
might see billboards on my road. So there might be an advertiser-sponsored mm-hmm. road. There might be a road owned by Ford Motor Company that has only Ford ads on it, for instance.
Just to be clear, Walmart owns a bunch of concrete or pavement out in front of its store.
Right.
They call it a parking lot, and they allow people to park in that parking lot for free. Not all parking lots are free.
Right.
Some parking lots are toll parking lots. But they realize that, in fact, to have people come to their store, they need to make it accessible to
sure.
people to park their conveyance. So that it's valid. I don't know how the market would accept it, and I don't think it's something I ever want to talk to about somebody who doesn't totally get libertarianism.
Yeah.
I'd love to have this conversation over a cup of coffee with a few guys who understand libertarianism. I think it's a terrible idea to talk to anybody about it when they don't get it as far as libertarianism goes.
Yes, but Free Talk Live is a show about ideas, and so we talk about things like this.
Well, that's...
So, go ahead.
There
you go. We could stay away from all sorts of topics on this show, but...
Well, I have a system for staying away from it.
We dive in head first.
I have a government solution. People get that.
Continue with the email.
All right. Let's see. I'll have to pay... You know, he wants to... He's going to have to pay to drive his car on the road that he had once had to pay for already.
Uh-huh.
Will I get back the money from the sale of these public roads? Because
of course
I did help pay for them. And how much did I get reimbursed back when my great-grandpa first lived here? If not, why should businesses now benefit from my and millions of others' hard-earned money?
Unfortunately, when we sell off any government assets, you're probably not going to get a cut.
Well, if the government were to sell anything right now, when the government sells off used computers...
It has to go to the debt. I mean, if we sell government buildings, we sell government roads, we sell government lands...
Well, we've been irresponsible.
Right.
You know, we've allowed this government to exist, and this government has been irresponsible with its money, and it's built up this gigantic debt.
Without our money.
I mean, the federal debt is $4 trillion. Then, you know, you start figuring in state debts and all kinds of other stuff,
yeah.
you get a tremendous number.
Right.
So all that money, in all likelihood, is going to go towards...
Let's wrap up this.
...paying up the debt. All right. I'd really like all of you who want the private to make all things private explain this in layman's term, please. I don't give you the whole freedom of the market ordeal and blow it off like it's the answer to man's problems, because it's not. Greed is the problem. You want this, they want that. I want to be left alone. I'll pay taxes to help benefit those in need. I'll pay taxes to police so that they can save someone's life, hopefully mine someday. But to pass off all our problems on the government will get you nowhere. So this perfect society you're going after won't happen.
He's such a total socialist-sounding dude, attacking greed. Okay, greed is good. If there's no government around to allow those greedy people to have power over others. If you have greed but no power, then the only way that you can enrich yourself and satiate your greed is by giving people what they want. If government is around and you have greed, then you can use that power to take advantage of people and then literally take their money from them. So greed is not the problem. Government is. Let's talk to Todd in Switzerland. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good night. Good evening.
Hello, Todd. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been enjoying your discussions concerning the pre-market solutions to police.
Yes, sir.
I don't necessarily agree with the idea, but I think it's an interesting intellectual debate. But I wanted to bring up authority in a more general sense, because I don't know if you guys have brought this up on your show before. I may have missed it, but did you hear about the restaurant assistant manager of a McDonald's that's... forced her employee to strip search because someone on the phone said that he was a police officer.
Yeah. We've heard about that. I think the name of the restaurant...
It's been a little while.
I'm not sure if that's actually an urban legend at this point or if it's real, but...
I thought it was, too, because, you know, I saw it on some internet blog. But it turns out ABC News actually went out, found the girl, talked to everyone. There's court cases. It really happened.
Yeah, it's a prank call.
Right.
It's a prank call that calls in. It's not really the cops that are doing it, but it's
right.
really sad that people will be so subservient to authority in that case, what they perceive as authority.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing. Basically, what happened is someone calling themselves a police officer called the store manager. She summoned Louise Ogborn into her office, and then this slowly unraveled, where the person on the other end of the phone would continue to ask more and more of the assistant manager.
Right, and the suggestion was that the employee was suggested that, I guess, a customer had complained that they might have stolen from them.
Right.
And so the so-called cop asked them to strip search the employee, and turns out it wasn't actually a cop anyway. And even if it was, you shouldn't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter who tells it to you.
Guess what his profession was, the guy that they caught?
Quick, what was it?
Prison guard.
Thanks for the call, Todd. Yeah. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with another Car Clinic Minute. Tiger Woods cringes every time he does it, and it cost Arnie Palmer a Masters. Slices or hooks on the fairway may cost a green jacket, but I'll tell the price tag for veering off center on the roadway when I come back. Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The fairway's nothing. The price you'll pay for slices or hooks on the roadway will cost more than a green jacket. And here's how to judge a vehicle that's below par. If you're motoring behind slicers or hookers, you'll recognize them by their tendency to creep left or right. If you're the driver, you'll feel your car pull this way or that and find yourself manually overcompensating. In either case, trying to keep a car down the middle indicates a problem with alignment, which is a double bogey. It'll cost miles per gallon because it takes energy to right a wrong, and loss of control, which is a real hazard. So correct your vehicle swing. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can grab the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com will get you signed up for free. Updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Frank. Frank in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Frank.
Hey, I want to talk about two things, but I want to make a quick note about the roads issue. I don't
think
people are going to have a big deal about paying tolls. I mean, if you go to an area like Los Angeles and you look at the toll road and then you look at the free road is just clogged with cars, and almost everyone is willing to pay that $1, $1.50 to just drive on through the toll road, because that's what I do. So
I think that many people would use that option. But I don't think that they would like a toll road that is the only option.
Sure. Well, I mean, the market would decide. I mean, and also tolls wouldn't necessarily be taken in the same way that they are. They'd probably be taken more of an electronic style than with the talking change in.
they already have those systems deployed all over the place. So.
Also, though, you might see the marketplace respond to demand in that at rush hour, the tolls might actually be a little bit higher than they would be at, say, midnight. That way it would encourage people to travel more in off hours instead of having everybody doing a 9-to-5 thing. That might actually encourage businesses to sort of stagger the way they have their hours set just to simply save money on tolls.
And another thing on public roads is, what about parking? In any urban area, you cannot park for free on public roads. It's just out of the question. Mm-hmm. I live in downtown Portland. There is nowhere you can park without paying. You either have to pay the meter fee or you have to buy a yearly parking permit.
I see what you're saying.
Yikes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. There's in most metros, many people that live in small cities down to small towns believe that you should have free parking everywhere you go.
Right.
But
when
you start getting into these metros and the top 50 metros or so, that's when you start having to pay. The town that I live in, it's beginning to happen, and it's growing in size. There's more and more people moving here every day, and it's happening.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Frank?
Yeah, the other thing I want to talk about is, where I live in Portland, we have an income tax on the county income tax.
Yeah.
That was a temporary income tax, and it expires 2006, so this is the last year you're supposed to pay it.
Yeah, right.
Of course, as it's expiring, the mayor has already put out his proposal, and this is what it is. So right now the current income tax for individuals is 1.25%. That's on top of a 9% state income tax.
Right, on top of the federal tax.
On top of the federal tax. So what they want to do now is they want to have a 0.95% net income tax on personal individuals and a 0.4% income tax on business income on top of a 2.2% county and city tax on businesses.
Jeez.
To replace it. And they say it's going to be a four-year tax.
So they're replacing the current income tax with more taxes. They're lowering the income tax a little bit, but they're adding more taxes on top.
Are you getting to vote on this?
It's proposed right now. It'll go to vote in, May, I think.
And the Oregon taxpayers are always good for a new tax, aren't they?
Yeah, we live basically in a socialist utopia.
I tell you, when they want to do it in my town, they always trot out the kids, the school kids. We've got to have it for the kids.
Right. They're not going to get educated if you don't vote for this tax. Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from somebody that likes more taxes, somebody that would vote for that kind of stuff. Are you even listening to this show? 800-259-9231, hour 3 coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...